This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Fine Dining Podcast. Caroline, do you like to dine finely?
I do, because it rhymes with my name.
Caroline, dine fine, drinking water, drinking wine.
With Diane Feinstein.
With Diane Feinstein. RIP. Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good, which, if you listen to this podcast, you're very familiar with the concept.
With a 5 out of 10 experience.
And bad may be becoming good, as God saves us. Recently, featured guests include Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs could fit in their mouths. And today, his IHOP episode dropped. So right now, head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast and click Bee's Giveaway to enter for an all-expenses-paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Caroline, who would you take?
Oh my gosh, if I got a table for four at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Obviously, love of my life, Nathan, gonna be there.
My fingers are crossing.
Who likes chain restaurants?
Oh, I'm getting a nosebleed.
Oh, probably my friend Jeremy.
Oh,
okay.
I know him.
That leaves one more. Let me ask you a question,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah.
If you were gonna order an Applebee's right now, what would you get?
I'd get a fried onion if they had it.
All right, you're in.
Okay.
As long as we can share.
Hell yeah. Listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. That's linktree.com/finediningpodcast. It's 2020, and you know what that means. We're continuing the hunt for the worst Christian song of all time. Today on Good Christian Fun.
I want to see Cap.
Welcome to Good Christian Fun. We're deconstructing evangelical pop culture. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
And we're here to have good Christian fun. Caroline, what is good Christian fun?
This is where we get a little goofy.
Okay.
With a podcast.
Yeah.
Talking about Christian pop culture, the music, the movies, the books, the stories that made us. Because we grew up in it and we have forsaken it. We've taken a metaphorical dump on it.
No, we're survivors, actually.
No, but we have like a fondness for it, I'd say.
Yes, we do.
And so we talk about our history with it and some new things and some old things.
This podcast is about, first and foremost, discernment. And doesn't that get everyone jazzed up for the new year, 2020? We want the D on Good Christian Fun. And that D is discernment.
I am Disney, a wonderful corporation.
We lay the pipe. Piper.
That's right. Ooh, John Diaper. If we are kicking off 2020, a year with two twos in it, with two guests. And we got to introduce them right now.
I'm
so excited to get in it. Catch us outside. How about that? Friends and folks, you may know them from their podcast, Hollywood Handbook or Doughboys respectively, or their podcast they have together. Maybe don't. Give it the hell up for Kevin Bartelton.
And you song love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome.
cool. Hi, everybody. So where do you lose your faith?
Who touched you?
How? Oh, Lord. There's a cat loose
in
the room right now.
My headphones out, I think. Oh.
So now, no. I mean, oh, how much percent better is this podcast if it is hosted by Goofy? instead of
hey,
two
Kevin,
straight
we're
white
having
people.
A little problem here with the
oh,
outfit.
No. Oh, it's okay.
Hey, listen. We all got issues.
Someone made an oopsie.
We're back.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Don't tell HeadGum. They'll sell even less ads for us.
It's fewer, my friend.
Our CPMs have bankrupt us. Tight to the last quarter.
I love that Goofy has an in-depth knowledge of R19.
Oh,
he
boy.
Oh, he
starting
loves
off.
R19.
Dynamic ad insertion.
Well, think about mid-roll like wheels.
Woo, Kevin, Yusong, thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for having us. So happy to be here.
Two guests, two Kevins in the room. You guys
did reach
out to us.
So excited.
You asked us out on a date.
Mm-hmm. We did. And then, I don't know. I just experienced a range of emotions through that intro music. I haven't, you know, ever had any, a baptism or anything, but I feel like I experienced a similar transformation.
The holy water.
Yeah.
I would say very few people react to the song the way you did. Usually it's sort of like a blank stare in the middle distance and for you to be keeling over.
I like to think
sweet.
That intro song brings out the extrovert or the introvert in people.
Yes.
Truly, it does bring out the introvert.
It's
a fight or flight.
Recharge.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's when people say, no, I don't like talking for a living. This sucks. This isn't what I want to do. Did you guys feel a little bit bolder to pitch yourselves as guests because you know how hard it is to book your shows sometimes in terms of it's always just a struggle to get people on? Yeah.
We
famously.
We know it's hard to book guests, which is why we just didn't even try. And it's just us kicking around the same old sad boy topics back on.
Oh, no. We're 23 episodes in and we haven't had a guest yet. And instead of doing the one thing of texting one friend, we're like, but what about this other angle about depression?
The same thing.
Over and over.
People don't know me yet. Let's get more in.
We're still going on first dates with our audience. Uh-huh. They need to know Kevin and Yusong together. KY. And together, you do make a little podcast jelly.
Yeah,
together.
Some podcast glue.
I hope it's warming.
Why? You turn into such a prude whenever
I
express my sexuality.
I was with it.
Like a jelly roll, you're saying. What? See? Man, you're a Puritan sometimes.
I know I am. I'm famously Puritan.
But this is the first time we've had two on the main show.
Wow.
And thank you so much.
Yeah, it truly is. Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Two dueling guestimonies. It'll be a competition to see who is more vulnerable, who has more to say that is interesting. We will be giving scores afterwards.
I will say, Yusong brought a notebook, and then my version of that was texting my mom to fact check stories on the way here.
Oh, really?
And at one point, I think she got annoyed because I kept following up, and she just responded, just exaggerate.
Oh, it's man.
So your mom's a little loose with the truth.
Yeah. Your mom is James Frey, right?
Famously, yeah.
She wrote a million little pieces.
I think we'll both be crying by minute 11.
Okay, cool.
Can't wait.
We're almost there.
See if you can get Kevin to cry. Now that's a hard nut to crack.
Yeah. Well, I haven't cried on the show. You've cried. Mm-mm. I haven't cried yet. But I cry more in real life than we might cry the same amount. Who cries more between you two?
Oh, great question.
Me?
Probably.
Yeah.
Have you cried on mic?
No, I haven't cried on mic. I think it would be, oh boy.
He's crying.
Oh my God.
Would I like to cry on mic and have it be a very romantic moment where all the listeners are like, wow, he's really in touch with something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Has that happened? No.
I choked up in an episode and then cut it out.
Oh, self-protection. That's okay. You got
like
boundaries.
This is dead air.
It was dead air, and then I was like, this is awkward. This sounds like he's going through something.
You know, we've been talking about New Year's resolutions on the show. Maybe a resolution for all of us is to get on Nicholas Kwa's top 10 podcast cry moments on
Yeah.
Is that a real list?
Here's a hot pod for
it
you.
It will be.
Okay, cool.
I got a hot pod for you.
My tears.
That's right. Two Kevins making the same joke.
I can't take it.
I true nightmare for you. Wait, Kevin, how'd you grow up religiously? What was your background?
Very Catholic.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to Catholic school for 10 years.
Where geographically?
In Chicago suburbs in the Midwest. And my mom is now a Catholic school teacher there. My family is still very religious. And then I was kind of like, I think they noticed the difference when they continued to go to the Catholic high school after eighth grade. And I was like, the public school looks fun, though. And they were like, oh, no. And then, yeah, I haven't been as religious as Catholic since. Mm-hmm. But definitely ages 0 to like 16 were like, and then this retreat.
yeah. Wait, what kind of retreats did you go on?
Like confirmation. It was like I had a small class of like 32. And then we would go to like a sleepaway camp style thing where like different people would like speak about their religious experiences. But that was actually a very forced like, now who's going to cry next kind of moment. Yeah. And it was very like nice at times, but then also very uncomfortable at times because you could feel a lot of like people forcing stories that seemed in their head. Mm-hmm. Like I remember being like, and I never met my grandpa, but he died before I was born. But he seemed nice. And then
I was like, and God is in that. Yeah,
and God was probably there too. Just like figuring out a story as you're saying it.
Well, you know who made an album out of that?
Who?
Lady Gaga. So, yes. You know, it can work
with
out.
Joanne?
For you. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah. The amount of times we talked about Joanne on the show is.
We should be talking about it more.
Why? I guess so. Gracious.
Her alley moment. I saw her in concert.
Oh, you did?
At Lollapalooza.
Are you the guy that made her fall down?
I did, yeah. She jumped on me and I was like, I can't do this. Yeah. I'm not strong.
Yeah, you did on purpose, though, which is what's messed up.
Chicago has like a lot of big Protestant churches in the area. Were you friends?
Willow Creek.
Pretty Christian, Protestant, or were they mostly Catholic?
Yes. They were all pretty Catholic. And then my class of the like 30-something, it was me and one other guy that like didn't continue going to like Catholic education.
Oh, okay.
And I think that was like, I wouldn't say an issue, but it definitely was like,
it drew a line.
We were invited to less things after that. Yeah, not trying to sound super downer, but it's fine. I'm fine. Obviously, I'm fine.
Yeah, I don't miss the cry of meetings.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm over Nate and Jimmy and John and all their-
Oh, he remembers the them. Boys. That was your God squad.
God squad.
Do you remember why you felt like not super excited about it anymore? Or
definitely going to church was the biggest downer for me. This was the first year in my entire life where I didn't go to church on Christmas. We went to
2019 was
yes 2019. Okay. Since age 0 we went to Pittsburgh with my girlfriend's family. And they, I think, felt guilty and were like, we can drive you to a church if you want. And I was like, no, that's fine, I don't have to go. And going last year, I remember being like, because I had to go to church. It was required at the school. And then I had to go every Sunday. So for 10 years, I almost went twice a week. And it always felt like homework. Like, I have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if it was more of an option, I would maybe go more. But because it was so required, when I like didn't have to go, I was like, oh my God. It's like summer vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little reverse psychology on you would have worked better.
It would have.
There's
it
like
would've.
A term for the joy that, truly, there is a term for like the happiness you feel when canceled plans occur and you have free time.
Oh, yeah.
Discernment.
That's one.
It's called discernment.
Yeah. And we want the D and we got it. And you got the D. Kevin.
I got it. Yeah. That's why I walk around telling people.
I got it.
What was your upbringing like, Yusung?
So I did not grow up religious, but I had a few brushes with religion. Ooh. that really were interesting. I in high school played in a Christian rock band.
Now, so amazing.
Why?
Because I had not learned how to say no like appropriately yet.
Oh.
So anytime anyone asked me to do anything.
And where was this in the country?
This was in upstate New York.
Okay. Oh. Mm-hmm. Christian rock band in upstate New York. I just assumed it was Orange County for no reason, yeah. But yeah. It's upstate New York.
Peak demo, a lot of church gigs. So I played keyboard in that. We played a lot of Reliant K. Mm-hmm. We played some Switchfoot.
Oh my goodness.
But also played some of The Fray. You know, oh, sure. It wasn't all totally.
You were saving a life.
Yeah, yeah.
You're giving instructions how.
Yeah.
By the way, that's. I think of Scrubs, and then
me too.
I think of. I want to save Florence Pugh's life now, in light of her situation.
She's dating Zach Braff.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So there you go.
How about back to podcast?
An Ocean's 11 movie where the heist is getting Florence out of that situation, and we all band together. No, that's my kind of
Yusong told me he was in a Christian rock band on our podcast, uh-huh. And my excitement just was overflowing. And on our show, he has a keyboard in front of him, uh-huh. So I very much was pushing him like a mean ant, play us a song,
come
play
on,
us a song.
Everyone will like it.
Uh-huh. And after 10, 15 seconds, he just gave me a look of why are you doing this? I was okay, got it.
I don't remember any of it. And
any of it?
No, I do. I do remember a lot of it. But the music, no, I do remember making eye contact with other band members as we played in an outdoor pavilion.
Wow.
Playing the song Chasing Cars. Again, it was not all entirely a Christian rock band.
Some secular guy.
Who's Chasing Cars?
The Chasing Cars is like the...
What is
if
it?
If I lay here... I was not the
then
vocalist.
I can't lay here. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You gotta chase car.
Yeah.
I wanna be chased.
You gotta chase cars. Oh, yeah. That's Tracy Chapman's song about her dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Narratively, the prequel to How to Save a Life. And so,
wait, when you were catching eye contact, was there a meaning of that, which was the Lord is present, or we're doing
you feel
really
this too,
well.
Right?
What was the goal of this band?
I think the goal of this band was to achieve some level of fame.
Yeah.
Or I was not having fun, but that was just me. I still struggle with that now.
Yeah.
And so we
with
were
not
just
having fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, saying no to the situations where you wouldn't be having fun.
That and I struggle with having fun. Oh, sorry, no. My mistake.
Is that
and
true?
Yeah. I find it hard to find joy in things.
Oh. How much time you got?
Oh boy. No. Enough. But anyway, we played a lot of church gigs. Eventually, I remember it was really embarrassing. We played a high school talent show, and it was not like the crowd. Like it's not Lollapalooza seeing Lady Gaga fall off of someone else.
Sure.
It was
bigger.
Yeah, more important.
More energy.
Someone making Michael Tate fall down. It was when President Trump jumped into his arms.
And before we played our last song, one of the band members asked everyone if they could stand up. So if you could imagine being in a middle school auditorium with the lights half off with three dozen bemused adults standing up as we played, I think, an original song.
No.
It was pretty cool. Yeah. So that was my religious upbringing.
Okay.
In the same vein of not being able to say no to things, I also volunteered at a church camp in the summer, just
oh my goodness.
Singing. I remember coming online while singing Our God is an Awesome God, just being like, who am I and what do I stand for? Just take a moment and
totally.
Revalue yourself. And so, yeah, slowly, years and years after that, I started to learn how to say no and to ask myself, what did I want to do?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did people assume you were Christian too, or did they try to bring you into the fold? Yeah.
Yeah. Not the
why
stupidest
else?
Thing. Yeah. Oh, I'm the Christian man who volunteered at the church camp. Yeah, I'm going to assume some stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they must have.
This hasn't come up?
It never, because I think people knew. It was such a small school. I knew everyone in my class of 89 other kids. And so I think everyone knew when I wasn't there at the weekend campfires or the normal services. But knew that I played piano and knew that I was doing nothing over the summer. So they asked me to.
What a cool, uncomplicated thing.
I was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my next question was what did the other bandmates think about your soul at that time?
Were they the kind that wanted to evangelize, or were they we just know these songs because we listen to Reliant K?
I think they were. I was lucky in that I was not, whisked away at night to
Oh yeah, we know about that.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the initiation.
Kidnap right. conversion.
Salvation uh-huh. initiation. Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you read the Reliant K lyrics backwards, you
there.
End up
it's
with
all
a
in there.
Yeah.
Pray. If you read them forwards, you end up with that.
and I think everyone was okay with just making music with friends.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Chasing cars is like step one, and then it's like get in the car, drive yeah. east,
get in the trunk,
get on 95.
Did I tell you that miles. Story about when I gave my well, my grandma took my Lamb of God CD?
Wow.
No. So Lamb of God is a heavy metal band that yeah. my friend really really enjoys, and my grandma, who's 90 years old and is very religious, asked me to burn her the Jersey Boys musical. This was in high school. And so
great.
She saw...
I mean, great taste, by the way.
Yes, yeah.
Jersey Boy musical
it's
is
a,
fun.
It's a banger of an album, of a soundtrack. So she saw a burned CD on the counter that said Lamb of God, which she assumed was like a religious album for her that
why
I burned
wouldn't
for her.
You?
And she listened to like all 10 tracks, and I highly encourage listeners.
She didn't. Wait, was she just being polite?
Yeah, out of pure politeness, thought I like did this for her and assumed there were religious connotations. There is not.
No.
And I encourage people to listen to any Lamb of God song. It is a tough one. It's very
yeah.
strong.
I don't know. So, yeah, so imagine Kevin's grandma just like, yeah, well,
90
he
years
wants
old.
Me to enjoy
there's
this.
Uh-huh. Something, he's trying to say something to me.
I think there's something listen. Here. Maybe it's about the crucifixion.
Why
there
is that Jersey Boys album empty?
Yeah.
Oh, very sad. You're just bringing back so many like religious stories.
Go for it.
I
please.
Was in... I played Jesus in the Stations of the Cross.
Okay.
Is that kind of a coveted role?
It was, I guess. And I think I felt like it was given.
You shouldn't covet.
But you do.
Excuse me. It
was,
you
I felt like
it
was
it.
Given to me ironically, because it was known at this point that I was the one person who was not going to a Catholic high school.
Oh.
What performance art.
Yes, it really was.
What a stunt
it was
really
an art
took
piece.
Some acting.
Yeah.
But that grandma came and cried the whole time.
Oh.
And then the next year, my sister played Mary. Mm. So I felt like we were just the religious all-stars.
Big time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The starting lineup, Jesus
yeah.
and Mary.
You know, I feel like if anyone should be Jesus, it should be the one that doesn't want to be Jesus.
Someone who didn't yeah. choose to be.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm. Maybe when I was like crucified, they're like, he had this coming.
Oh, I mean, probably. Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah,
for sure. Do you remember what you thought about God during that time? I mean, the relationship with church seems
it was definitely
cut.
Stronger at that time compared to today. Mm-hmm. But I was like, yes, I definitely believe, and I don't really like going to church, but there definitely was a sense of community that I think my parents definitely feel today of like, this is where I see people who I normally don't get to see all the time. Like it was like a one place where like everyone could like chat after mass and like kind of catch up. So there was definitely like a social aspect, especially with like Lent, of like everyone on Friday was like having fish at the church. So I think that was like a nice side of it. But then when I went to high school and college, there was like, oh, there are different ways to meet people. Mm. And then I think it kind of faded from there. No, no.
I don't think so. No, that's still the only way
in
I
our
meet
experience,
people.
Yeah. What,
well, Carolyn and I did meet at church a couple
yeah,
years back.
I'm still like most of my friends seven are from like ago. That 7 years ago.
It's either church
thing.
Or this podcast.
Yeah, yeah like Kevin's friend church. From the podcast that I took.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really though, you have to imagine like 100 years ago that it was so much more crucial of a
oh, totally.
Social mm. organ in mm-hmm. the culture than now, which it's like basically just a group text is all you need.
Yeah,
is
that covers it.
Like that's your small group.
All of,
is your
all
group
of my friends
text.
Are on my phone.
Yeah, it's inside the...
Why do I have to go to this place?
Yeah.
In the ones and
real
zeros,
life?
Not in the
no
pews.
Thanks.
No. What, did you ever believe in God, Yusung?
I really want to ask you this, and I don't know if it, do you ever talk about on the show the problem of evil?
Oh,
sure.
We've,
yeah,
we've
has
brushed,
that come up?
We've joked about it, and then quickly moved on.
Oh, okay.
Just like good God allowing suffering.
Yeah,
type
like
stuff.
Capital P, capital E. Like,
totally.
I think like in high school,
physical education.
Yeah. As I was riding around on a scooter on my butt. No, I think it was during high school where I was like. I don't know if you could tell this about me from everything that I've said, but like, you know, starting to grow up into my sad boy jeans mm-hmm. and being like, wow, okay, starting to see the world as it is for the first time through the lens of, you know, just a lot of teen Nick shows, I guess. But
sure,
like,
yeah.
I remember really, really struggling with like, as someone like who cares about the well-being of others, like having a sort of disconnect with, basically it was like, I remember saying, if I could have created everything and I had the choice to create everything or to create nothing, I would have created nothing.
Oh, wow.
I think that like the joy, oh no. Could you imagine
this? No, I'm with you. Could, yeah.
Oh, could you imagine this conversation going into a Four Hymns ad?
Speaking of nothing, look at the top of your head. There's no hair.
But it's incredible. HYMNS.
Yeah.
Create hair on your head.
That's right. That was my like biggest barrier then, and I still think that's my biggest barrier now. Like even the joy that we're experiencing doing this podcast, like I don't think is worth the suffering on the other end.
Mm-hmm. The balance
of the listeners suffering through
listening to me talk about these things.
The joy of doing this podcast isn't worth the suffering of
or like any if you like took all the joy in the world and put it into a bucket and then mm-hmm. took all the suffering in the world and put it into a bucket, I don't think that's, you know, I wouldn't make that trade. I don't think that that's like
equivalent.
Well, it's
never fair either.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like everyone got equal joy and equal suffering in their life. So we're no worse off than, you know, whoever
sure.
in the world. And yeah.
Yeah. And that, yeah, I think very delicately that has always been something that I think about in the background whenever faith comes up.
I think that's a really good thing to think about. Mm. And I think that's like a wiseness, I suppose. Like, I think there's a lot of explanations or answers like, no, but it's actually okay that there's suffering mm-hmm. in the world, because otherwise you wouldn't have free will to decide what kind of ice cream you wanted yeah. today
free
or whatever.
Will. Love
but free will. Yeah. And it's like, I think I'd give it up, you know, for so people don't have to burn in a fire or something
yeah,
like
that. Yeah,
that's
something
that,
we heard a lot growing up was like, well, God didn't want to make you just automatons that automatically
forced
worship
to love him.
Mm-hmm. So suffering is always in a lot of traditional evangelical Christian teaching a byproduct and kind of the collateral damage of choice and free will or the garden of it. So basically, because Adam and Eve did whatever is why children die and a lot of millions of people don't have clean water
yeah.
and your uncle might get cancer even though he didn't do it. You yeah. know, like,
well,
it's
I would
want
to talk to HR. Like, I would want
to
know.
Where's
Heaven's HR?
To speak to the manager yeah. about this. Yeah.
yeah.
There seem to be so many ways to have a full creation that has free will and also doesn't have, like, illness, you
yeah.
know, or just
yeah.
so many things that seem ridiculous.
So then how do you stand to live in the world then?
I think that, like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I get why you don't find joy.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yay.
You got a Switch? Oh, I don't know what you're complaining about.
Okay, we're going to talk about Steffi in a minute, but who's your main on Smash?
Oh, Pichu.
I'm Sonic.
Whoa.
Yeah, I got to go fast.
More of a Fox McCloud.
I like,
oh, you look like a Fox McCloud.
That's probably why.
I'm the Grim Reaper.
That's not...
Ooh. Unlockable character.
Yeah, that's a downloadable content they haven't released yet.
It just wipes the game.
I think, like, to be honest, I'm very much just like I spend a lot of the day in my own thoughts of like, hey, Yusung, maybe you should do this. That's a dumb idea. Maybe you should do this. That's a dumb idea. Like, and so I don't really think about the purpose of existing that much. But it never is a problem. I've just kind of accepted it at face value.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was just the way it is.
Being.
Yeah.
Accepted the problem of living at face value.
Yeah.
And that was kind of my struggle, too, was like once I started to ask those questions, I would go to church, but then the priest would be like, "Welp, another beautiful day in Chicago."
Yeah.
Have you seen Jersey Boys?
Yes, exactly. Here's the CD, and my grandma's like, I knew someone had it.
There's no room for sadness. Yep.
Gracious.
But I think like if someone had a more like realistic conversation with me or even my mom, who is a Catholic school teacher, I felt like I was getting like a pretty biased story
mm-hmm.
or like going to public high school and being like, hey, there's a class called comparative religions. Like, turns out there's more than one. And she was like, I wouldn't take that. Not that bluntly, but like the lack of context, I think, like made it difficult. But just talking to the right people. would have helped.
So do you think experiencing joy in life is always just, if you zoom out far enough, just a method of numbing yourself from the reality of being alive?
I think that.
So why?
We should just say to the listener, Kevin is playing Switch while asking us these things.
So yeah, Z down B.
I'm always doing this.
I think that like this isn't a very wise answer. I'm so flattered that you said that. I'm still thinking about it. This isn't a very wise answer, but I think that like I don't know. I think I it's like sitting at a restaurant and just taking whatever is being served to you without knowing what comes next or
without
why it's there.
Going in the kitchen or wanting to know who the chef is and maybe being afraid of it.
And in the, as you're waiting, you're just playing Nintendo Switch, getting owned by 13-year-olds.
You can bring it in a restaurant, in a car, on a plane?
Yeah.
What's
very funny.
On the point of community, though, I do remember being in high school and being like, wow, they get to have a campfire at night and it's co-ed? Like, there was no way I was getting in that environment with, you know, with my
seventh grade social circles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a big, something I realized while watching Little Women, truly was that the second time I saw it was seeing it, seeing the March family through Lori's eyes and seeing the joy that was in the home was like very sweet and touching to me. And I realized that I think it's because growing up, I was a Lori to a family of four sisters,
Little Women?
To a bunch of Little Women.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it was, you know, girls I met through church and I knew their mom because she directed our like Christian plays and wrote the music for them and stuff. And I realized that, yeah, that just probably wouldn't have happened without that church community.
Yeah.
And then I thought about like the different March girls that have been in my life at different periods of my life. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Nicole's apartment was probably that in 2013.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah.
Or there's a group of girls in the Valley when I first moved here back then. And it was all people I knew through church.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know, just experiencing it that way. Yeah. It is an interesting point of like, yeah, it's pretty unique to get into those kind of groups in that community.
Definitely.
Warm little circle. Yeah. What March girl am I?
Ooh, you're Amy.
You say Beth.
I wish you were Beth.
Can I play piano and go die for you?
No spoilies, man.
Sorry, the book has been out for a long time.
Oh, man. Wait, did you guys see Little Women yet?
No.
No.
Oh.
What?
Well, go with a loved one or two.
I will.
I listened to the Bechdel cast, Bechdel podcast episode about it and was like, gotta see this.
That sounds
this is the fourth version of it, right?
Oh, it's like the seventh or eighth.
Wow.
There was a Hepburn version back in the day.
Lot.
There was a Winona Ryder, Kirsten Dunst, Susan Sarandon version in 94.
There was like a modern version last year that came out,
there
too.
Was a TV thing. Oh, there was one with Leah Thompson that PureFlix made.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Wow. It was really good.
Yikes, really? Yeah.
It kind of put Greta Gerwig to shame.
Got
to
see the Little Women extended universe.
I would go with you guys.
Wow.
I would.
I'll see it, yeah.
Would you do a double feature with Cats afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh!
Whew.
Oh, you're speaking my language.
You
want
to do it in that order?
Wait, who did you play? You song was in Cats.
I was in Cats.
Oh, who did you play
you
in
were?
Cats?
There was, I was just in the chorus. I wish I could
so
tell
you. Okay, so you were Jellicle, at least.
I was a Jellicle.
You're not the casting director's Jellicle choice.
I wish I could tell you
Kevin, that was savage.
What? Is Jellicle short for evangelical?
Oh, I don't know.
The Jellicle choice is Donald.
But I do remember, like, it was just like, you know, you gotta walk out into the aisles of the auditorium during the intro as you're Jellicle. And I just remember, like, in full makeup, wearing a blonde mullet, making eye contact with my social studies teacher, being like, just like, well,
it's just
the
a mask,
show.
Ethan, it's just a mask.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Cats is like the prototypical embarrassing musical theater thing to do.
Yeah. So let's please see it after a little while.
I would love to. Like, we go to a rowdy screening at the Draft House. Come on.
Good time.
I saw Uncut Gems this week, and there was two other people in the theater, and we walked in. They went, welcome to our private screening.
They did that to me when I saw I saw Little Women alone at 10:15 at the Pasadena ArcLight, and the guy, I felt so bad. He still did the speech to
he
me.
He did just to you.
Hey, welcome to the ArcLight.
Yeah.
Enjoy your private screening.
You're on your phone the whole
and
time,
and I'm like 10 rows away. No, I left my phone in the car because it's good to unplug
good.
Sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. So brave.
Thank you.
The credits started rolling, and they like leaned over because I don't know why we decided to stay in our seats, which were directly in front of them.
Oh gosh.
They leaned over and were like, think he'll win an Oscar?
Oh, man. But they were talking about Eric Bogdanovian, not That's Adam so Sandler. Funny. Yes.
Think he'll win an Oscar?
Gracious. You know, this is, but what you're talking about, Lou Song, is that you song? Did I say Lou Song?
That's,
excuse me.
I'm all for it.
Wow, I like that. That's a good one.
Lou Song, what you're talking about is something I think about even when I attend church now.
Yeah.
I think about sometimes when we start talking to each other and then we go out to lunch and we just kind of have a lot of fun and don't talk about anything that is on topic for church or whatever the message was about or any of the music or anything. Mm-hmm. It is like, oh, is this just a fancy Christianity branded form of numbing yourself to the world as a whole? Like, is it even with the lip service of like, well, let's think about the 60,000 homeless people in Los Angeles County. Let's think about Iran right now. Let's think about the fires in Australia. Is it just like, okay, shout out, so then we can just kind of
have
convene
brunch
in our huddle.
Yeah,
and have brunch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because what are you Googling, Caroline? Are you looking up a TikTok?
No, sorry. Yeah, I'm doing both. Okay. But no, I was writing down something to lift up at the end.
Oh, great. Yeah, so.
New Songs Cats performance.
There's got to be a trail.
So I think about it, even in the, like, for the people that are regularly meeting up and socially minded and conscious of, like, the need around them socially or culturally or in the communities, and it still feels not enough. And it doesn't, I don't know if it'll ever feel like enough. We'll be right back with more good.
Boy.
Can you imagine?
I think that's a fair observation.
I mean, how do you cope with it? You're in an in-between place.
I don't know if it's just like luck of brain chemistry, but I think I feel generally like the balance of joy has worked out pretty well for whatever reason. And so there's definitely days that I feel like that and I feel pointless and meaningless and I just sort of ride it out. Hope it gets better. And then usually it does. But so that's not a really comprehensive, helpful thing. But I'm just more of like, try to love the people that are in my life. Hope I get some love back and hope that works out.
What responsibility do you feel to those other than you?
What responsibility?
Like outside of you. Yeah.
Even like outside of my circle or whatever.
Yeah.
To not like let the ripple effect of my life be bad for other people.
So like just don't hurt them.
Yeah, no crime.
no illegal stuff.
No jaywalking, no littering.
No jaywalking.
Yeah, I mean, of course, like...
I don't like that.
Who do that?
Oh, gosh!
Who's he's a sidewalk?
Goofy presents jaywalking.
Do you know who this is?
Like, what's my responsibility to, like, the greater global... community?
Yeah, we're waiting.
Yeah, TikTok.
Okay, well, speaking of TikTok, okay. I think that's a way for me.
Gracious. To put out joy. I mean, that's a moving target, though, in terms of what you're responsible to.
I think, of course, like sending my money out to like whoever needs help and trying to do my part and whatever. And then also just recognizing I'm not going to be able to fix the world and kind of working on my corner of it.
We'll be right back with more Well, I'm curious from a non-Christian ethic or like a totally non-spiritual ethic, what you guys feel responsible for outside of yourself, outside of your work, and outside of like people you love or are connected with.
The thing I'm working on right now the most is like I feel uneducated about like a lot of things, like globalization and like global warming. So I'm trying to... Because I feel like I'll find more solutions, like better call to actions, things that I can do as a person, as a citizen, if I'm more knowledgeable. So I'm trying to like basically have more informed people in my life that I'm like regularly communicating with. Like Hayes from Hollywood Handbook is like a great example of that. It's like someone who's like quit show running a TV show to like focus more on like helping homelessness in LA and like going to like events that he's putting together. I'm like, oh wait, this is like something that, you know, like homelessness is, I thought I was not, I think that's a big thing, is a lot of people, and I'm definitely guilty of this, think they're knowledgeable about something, and then you talk to someone who actually like is an expert in something, right, and you're like, yeah, oh, I know nothing.
Yeah.
So just trying to like find more resources, I think, in my life has been valuable.
That's a great one.
Kevin, I've been in front of you this whole time.
Oh. I should have. I don't know what I was doing.
It's fun.
Make you song your Jellicle
notebook
choice.
Like, let me talk to Hayes more. Come on.
Yeah. That was convicting to see on the timeline. Hayes just straight up, yeah, I quit my show running job to focus on homeless services.
Yeah.
Because that is,
but not
like,
everyone can do it, you know?
No.
It's, oh, yeah, for sure.
I know.
It's a great one to do.
I know. And that's my bristled
reaction. I get the same thing, too, of like, I'm guilty and I'm an asshole and I need to do the same or else I'm just failing.
But there's also virtue to, let's see if I can connect this. This Mr. Rogers story that he himself would talk about a lot, mm-hmm, about a guy who was a potter and, or he might have been a sculptor, but he brought his clay to a class, but instead of teaching the kids, okay, here's how you shape the clay and here's technique and here's how you mold, blah, 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 blah. He just did it in the middle of the class and the kids just watched him. And his enjoyment of doing the sculpting and the pottery stuff was infectious. So like it filled the kids with joy and they were learning, even though it wasn't explicit in that sort of like teacher student relationship, just by fully doing something that made him feel alive and was his expertise and his joy was then like a residual effect of joy to the people around him. So I wonder sometimes if it's like, yeah, you can like do the thing and get pretty hardcore about like, I care about this, I'm going to do this, I have to teach this, or I have to go into this. Or if there is virtue to, you know, producing podcasts or working
sorry.
Oh.
Well.
Wow, what a knee-jerk reaction.
No.
Never seen him react so fast before.
This could be our bowl that we're throwing on the wheel.
You never know. And people write in with very lovely things. I'm sure people have written in.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good thing we're doing.
With lovely things to Doughboys and Handbook.
And social media and podcasts, I think, are good for that, of like seeing someone completely present in a good cause or like a positive cause can have that effect where others are now like, oh, this inspired me to do, and not even the same thing, but just like, hey, you posting about this thing that you're struggling with inspired me to go to the gym more, which has nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Did that happen to you with the last post you did on Instagram?
Yes. Yeah. People.
I want to call it out. Give it up.
That's cool.
Yeah. I had a lot of people reach out, which
was very
really
nice.
Cool. I posted about like a struggle I've been having with depression, but just how seeing a professional was like a life changer, and talking to the right person about it and having a support system in general, and just having people you're communicating with is helpful. I don't think it's like groundbreaking, but it felt good to say it. And that was a thing that I've been wanting to say for months, but then I just think, as New Year's was approaching, I was like, this is when I want to say it, you know?
Yeah.
New Year's, I think, is like the one, and I think other people have said this probably better than me, it's like the one holiday where you, self-reflecting is like part of it, and like looking back on the year and then looking forward. Like you're not doing that like on Halloween or like 4th of July.
Arbor Day.
Famously. And so I think that that's
St. Patrick's Day.
I gotta
really look at my goals. So that's what I like about New Year's a lot, is that like it's a time where we can be like, all right, what's the game plan here?
Yeah, no one dings you for being too self-reflective or like indulgent with
about
everyone's doing it. Everyone's in the same mood. You don't have to say happy holidays when you're doing it, too.
Favorite part.
Finally.
Finally, I get a rest on the war on Christmas.
Yeah. Did you see 1917? That was about the first war on Christmas.
It was. Yeah. It was all about them. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. It was them shooting an assembly line of red cups at Starbucks in Britain.
They had a CG, the Christmas hats on them, just like Sonic. Sonic with the teeth.
Yeah, they
did
had to
the
redo
same
it.
Thing, but with the. They did the same thing, but with Christmas hats.
Yikes.
Salute your stockings.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Or Nasty Pig, or whatever that fake made up cop thing
was.
Oh, boy.
You big Nasty Pig with a fat ass.
Yeah. Oh, wait, was that Alec Baldwin's daughter that she said she got that on her?
That's right. Yeah.
Woo.
Wee, wee, woo.
What about for you, Yusan? What have you been reflecting on in terms of responsibility?
In terms of my responsibility, I think like I will always try to... I have this like... It's going to make me sound like I'm bragging, but I promise I'm not. I have this like masochistic... It's going to sound fine, actually. I have this like masochistic selflessness where I help other people even when it's like not necessary, they don't want it, and it hurts me. Like,
oh my God, you song.
So it's like, hey, we're hanging out. Here's a gift that is really meaningful that I actually hated driving in traffic for. But here you go. It'll make you happy. And then they're like, no. And then I'm like, why? It's like that kind of thing over and over. But to a lesser degree, to a less, very much less dramatic degree, it's just like, try to, like what Caroline said, of like, try to put out more joy than anything else that you put out. Like, sure. Try to make other people happy.
Hey.
Sure. Mm-hmm. A little bit of kindness.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Ellen would want us to do.
Just like Ellen.
Be kind. I'm friends with George W. Bush.
Did you see the video with her and the actor from Fifty Shades of Grey, Christmas thing?
Oh, Dakota Johnson just nailing her ass.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Did you hear about that, you song?
No, what happened?
Amazing.
That was...
We have to look the video up, but Ellen is like trying to tease her about something. Uh-huh. And Dakota, while keeping like a fun tone, kind of like shuts it down. And Ellen was not prepared for it and then mm-hmm. doubles down on the joke or something. And it's Dakota like rides above it like she's like a kite. And it's amazing. Are you going to play it for him? Okay.
It was October 4th. October 4th.
Her birthday.
You turned 30.
I did.
And how was the party? I wasn't invited.
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. You were invited. last time I was on the show, last year... You gave me a bunch of shit about not inviting you, but I didn't even know you wanted to be invited.
Well, who doesn't want to be invited to a party?
Just wait for the audience.
Well, I didn't even know you liked me.
Right there.
Of course I like you. You knew I liked you. You've been on the show many times, and don't I show like?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But I did invite you, and you didn't come.
This time you invited me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know? I don't think so.
Ask everybody.
Holy shit.
This is like the first human conversation she's had on her show.
Everybody. Oh.
This is going to be when Yusong and I have guests on the show. This is how every interaction.
Now, if Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice was like that, I would have watched it.
I was going to say, am I watching Ellen or Frost versus Nixon? What the fuck?
If Ellen does it, it's not illegal.
Oh, and it ends with Ellen being like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Thank you for inviting me. And
just like someone who literally I don't think is capable of an authentic moment.
I know,
anymore.
I know.
It's pretty amazing.
But thankfully, you know, speaking of the streaming wars, Caroline, I'm so glad you brought it up. We do have a great show to look forward to on HBO Max, which is Little Ellen. What? Little Ellen is coming to HBO Max.
What is that?
It's a
young
Sheldon, but with Ellen.
Yeah. It's a Bazinga. She says, I'm friends with Little Bush. I don't know. I don't know what she said.
Where's my
She's
latte?
At a Little League game with Little Bush.
Little stands.
The tagline is come back to New Orleans, y'all, and see where it all began.
Oh,
so it's also gonna be the history of jazz as told by Little Ellen.
She's from New Orleans.
Neither did I.
Okay.
Good.
We
needed a poster child for jazz.
Well,
we finally didn't know the face of
finally,
jazz.
Finally. It's Ryan Gosling and Little Ellen, our two heroes. Put them on the Jazz Hall of Fame. Yusong, Kevin, thanks so much for sharing your stories and journeys with religious stuff and talking about responsibility. I'm so glad I got to dodge the what I feel responsible to question.
I was going to
Before we take a break, and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun.
Yeah.
I'm friends with George W. Bush.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now. Mm. And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The new movie coming out.
You get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that
right.
can kind of propel me into
feel
like
feels incredible as to, you could feel
to exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out like 3 hours a day,
exactly
working 9 hours a day on top of that, and then
good
going
brain.
Going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry, there's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/GoodChristianFun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
The
I
first
agree.
Month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right.
Y'all ready?
Get your shotguns. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's time to hunt.
It's time to hunt.
We should do, yeah, like a loaded gun sound for that.
No.
Why not? You know, put positive ripples out into the world.
Yeah. Positive
put
ripples.
A loaded gun in the
positive
sound effects.
Bullets into the world. Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's
but what
time.
If it was Goofy cocking the gun?
Oh, okay. Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time
start
to dive
running.
Into
the- Having sex with me in the last year. I never cheated on you.
That was cheating on me.
But there's so much I could have done. I was a director in my 20s who came from nothing and was suddenly on the cover of Yuck and Time Out New York. I was hot shit. I wanted to yuck everybody, and I didn't. And I loved you, and I didn't want to lose you. But I was in my 20s, and I didn't want to lose that too, but I kind of did. You wanted so much, so fast. I didn't even want to get married.
Woo, okay. Woo, that's a clip from an extremely goofy marriage story. All right, let's dive into the topic. Oh, what a goofy 2020 so far.
Yeah,
I want to yuck everybody.
I didn't yuck anybody. I wanted to.
Woo. Kevin, did you have any exposure to like Christian media or pop culture growing up? I know Yusung had the wrong
taste. I tried to avoid it. I mean, just Switchfoot. Nothing too specific.
Oh, Switchfoot.
Mm-hmm.
The great unifier.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The George W. Bush.
That's right. Mission accomplished.
He's a uniter.
Switchfoot.
Inner mind. All right.
What's up? Wait, I want to go through your list.
Oh yeah. What'd you?
Here's a extremely abridged set list.
Okay, great.
Okay,
who set list?
Great. Who I Am Hates Who I've Been by Reliant K.
Yeah, we listen to that.
How's that go?
Who I Am Hates Who I've Been. I just felt a lot of shame.
Okay, I got that.
And then I. Yes.
Yeah, I know this one.
And you were on the keys on this?
Yeah. You can hear them prominently.
I do hear them.
Good morning, Ithaca.
Everybody stand up.
And sit back down. It's like the State of the Union. You saw the show. Wait, what's the name of the band?
The name of the band was Finding Tomorrow.
Oh yes.
Fuck yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's since been scrubbed from the internet. Because I think like one of the band members who was in charge
was running
like,
for office.
Was running for office. And now Anthony Weiner has
Pete Buttigieg.
And so it's like been removed from the internet, which is really, really sad because I would want to go back and find it too.
Totally.
Okay, other songs.
Oh, yeah, keep going.
I Dare You to Move by Switchfoot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are your notes on there, too?
Welcome
or are those
to
the
Mission
lyrics?
There's just a bunch of, like, it was
long
the church
titles.
Camp. And then
okay.
My last song is I Dare You to Move by Switchfoot.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
I dare you to move.
Like, today never happened.
I dare you to move.
Yeah.
He sounds less like Kermit on that, but I'm sad more people don't agree with us.
Play the Kermit clip for our friends.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Please.
The
Kermit,
you all know
cover
Switchfoot,
right? Of the song? Yeah.
No, I wish, but this is from Switchfoot's first album, and it's
really
the most... It always pisses Chelsea off when I play it for her because she loves Switchfoot. This is what he sounded like.
It's in her head. It's in her mind. She can't believe it.
Miss Piggy can't believe it.
He's like being choked.
Wait, what's his name? Switchfoot. What's his name?
John Foreman.
John Foreskin. Okay.
All right. I was going to say it.
I know you were queen.
It's her saving All right. Me.
Well, it's time. Woo. Get your shotguns out, as Caroline wants us to say.
Gorge.
Yowch.
Hunting's unethical. Gorge. It's time for the hunt for the worst Christian song of all time.
The worst.
I gotta change that. Masturbation is artificial sex.
Mm.
A real Christian song.
As we all know. Mm-hmm. All right. So... we could do this a few ways if we want to. I got a few nominees, but we're only going to do two.
Great.
Okay.
We could do a few different themes. We could do like...
yeah, lay out our themes for us and then...
we can do...
song can choose.
Acapella v. Acapella.
Ooh.
Or Sandy versus Amy.
Oh, we love that face-off.
Sandy
do you know
Patty
the,
versus
do
Amy
you know
Grant.
The Sandy and Amy we're talking about?
I don't.
No, why would the Amy
well,
Grant?
Amy
Grant people
they
know.
Gave a, oh, like they do. Okay.
Yeah, they're being agreeable. They're
being
nice young men.
Amy
Patty.
Grant?
Amy yeah. Grant, correct. And then Sandy Patty is also a singer, but more of a ballad singer than Amy Grant is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she has more of a voice, too.
Yeah, she got the...
she also looks like your mom.
She's got the range. Yeah.
With her glasses on in her 60s, she looks like your mom now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I love Sandy Patty.
Mom?
Why don't you call me?
Okay, acapella or Sandy v. Amy?
Should we say it in unison on three?
Yep.
One, two, three.
Acapella.
Sandy v. Acapella?
That's right. We all said it in unison.
That's right.
Oh, wait, I didn't pick the second acapella song.
Sandy
versus Sandy
v. Amy. Acapella.
Okay. Okay, this is a song called Face to Faith.
Oh,
Face to Faith by Sandy Patty.
There should be
half
one called Faith,
lisp.
Faith Time.
That faith
also
time?
Sounds like a lisp.
Call me on Faith Time.
Faith Timing. My prayers... with me and G.O.D., I guess you could say I'm Faith Patty.
I'm logging on to Facebook.
I remember KSVJ, the Houston Christian radio station, their tagline was on the billboards, there was God Listens, but then the second time tagline was, give yourself a faith lift.
Oh, boy.
And it rocked.
That would work on me.
Sign me up.
And a lot of the women in Dallas did. Okay. Face to Faith.
Face to Faith.
By Sandy Patty.
Oh, I've heard this from a different
kidding.
Episode.
Excuse me. Okay, here it is.
Wow.
She's got a deep voice.
You said this was an a cappella.
Now, baby, I hear the blues are calling. And
oh, there's more.
What if this is all this song is?
This is my grandma's Jersey Boys CD.
Yes, she wanted.
This is what she was looking for.
David was small, but no giant could take him.
Giant could take him.
Was doomed, but there was not.
She's laughing about it.
Ooh. This is like Dolly Parton and Kimbra.
To no avail, for the shackles were loosed and the doors just flew open. Now what is the catch? I asked one day. I was reading.
Now what is that?
Mystery.
I love fake show tunes. Yeah.
I discovered a strikingly clear consistency. Meeting disaster face to face. Putting God's promises.
Wow.
It's so clear that, like, there was a Word document of all the lyrics, like the story, and then they just crammed it into the time section.
Is this Santa Patty or Run the Jewels?
I don't know what that means.
Run the crown, jewel of crown, crown in your jewel?
Uh-huh.
Jewel in your crown? Fuck.
It's like someone spilled coffee on the sheet music.
And then got up.
I forgot how pleasant her voice is, though. It's a nice
it's
one.
It's so hot.
Yeah. Clear as a bell.
She's a good singer. Mm. Amy Grant is a singer.
Amy Grant is
has got
nice.
Heart. Yeah. She's got heart. That's like a... Now, baby, I hear the blues are coming.
Is this called syncopation? Like, is this syncopated?
As a musician?
Kinda.
What is that?
I don't.
It's
I think it's like swung. Or
yes, yeah. It's like a triplet feel.
Where it's like one and two and three.
Yeah.
One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three.
Yep.
See, it's fun to learn about music. Our podcast.
Between the four of us. Something there.
I feel like this podcast at its heart is about music.
Hell yeah.
And the power it has to change us.
Yeah, and the faith I have in it. The face I have in it.
I was in a church choir from first to third grade, and it was called Joyful Noise.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I was in a choir called Joyful Noise as well.
Really?
Yeah, that's probably, I mean.
Wait.
It's a chain.
I know.
Wait, we're part of the same network, dog? It's like being in the same, like, frat or something.
Yeah.
Joyful Noise? JN, bro?
Texas chapter?
Well, it's from a song that says, like, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, right?
Yeah. Glad you looked at
it. Yeah. There is a Dolly Parton Queen Latifah movie called Joyful Noise.
Ooh.
And wow. Kiki Palmer. Oh my God.
Whoa.
I have seen it.
That sounds like some noise.
What does Kiki say? I don't recognize this man.
I don't know this man.
Sorry to this man. Yeah. He could be walking down the street. It went no thing. Sorry to this man.
I don't know who this man is.
If God was one of us, is that.
What if God was one
what
of
if
us?
God Caroline, but what don't if you song that way. You looked at him like he said a racial slur.
How dare
he basically
them.
Did.
No.
To not know.
No, what if God was one of us?
Who is that singer?
That is remember. Joan Osborne.
Mm. Joan Osborne.
Yeah. Oh, the second artist that comes up is Glee Cast.
Oh, yeah. You know, that song, embarrassingly, like the choir kid in me is like, that's just, that seems fun to sing, you know? It's
the,
like
the
good.
The song that we just listened
bit.
To?
Yeah, that one, right?
Yeah.
There's so many parts. And yeah.
I felt the same way of like, oh, this would be fun to play. Like church music often has like really fun chord progressions.
It's good, yeah. It's maybe not a good song, but it's like fun to
I felt that
be a
way,
part of.
But when it got to the second verse and it's still that complicated, I'm like, my memory isn't this good.
Sandy, listen, we're not Rhodes Scholars.
Slow down.
Yeah, lyrically, we got to start meeting disaster face to face, putting God's promises into place, tending to trouble with a little taste of what God will do when his people start calling his name. He anxiously awaits to give the word to release the power that prayer creates, so we gotta learn to meet every problem that we face to faith.
Wow. Okay, so this is like a call to arms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Deal with your problems.
That's right. And that's what November is about this year. Oh, what a time to have a Christian podcast in 2020.
Stockpiling.
Okay, so that's Face to Faith by Sandy Patty. That. A song that came out is from her album Morning Like This. So this is 1986 that this comes out.
Okay.
Now let's take it back.
I like it a little more.
That is not 2010 or something.
This isn't from this year.
All right, now we're going to take it back even further from 86. We're going back 9 years before to 1977.
I would love it if you hosted a radio station.
That's so nice. You'd be so good. You'd be really, really good.
We're taking it back.
And we have a caller.
I know that's your impression of me. No, I have a video of you doing
Keller, what's your problem?
Puppet me like with that same voice. And it's so rude. And I'm not a puppet. And I'm not your puppet. I'm not anybody's puppet.
Shout, I'm not a puppet louder.
I'm not a puppet. Oh, this is like when I screamed, I'm not Gerbert. Excuse me.
I listened to the radio on Christmas and we listened to a Christian station who the host said, I bought some clothes on Walmart last night, some last minute gifts. They still say Merry Christmas.
Oh.
Your next song. She's just crossing
just
off.
Letting it
like,
in there.
Lists. Yeah.
They still say.
Savage. Okay, this is a song by Amy Grant from her titular debut, Amy Grant. 1977. So she is 16 years old.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Singing this song.
Kid. I already love it.
This is a song called Grape, Grape Joy.
Ooh. I am a small and lonely grape.
Oh my God.
Clutching to the vine.
This is our anthem.
You guys need a new theme song.
Maybe don't.
Grapey don't.
Grapey don't.
I've eternity to ferment. Knowing me, I'd end up rippled in a cellar of Chablis.
Oh my God.
I don't want to spoil my answer, but I.
Yeah, you don't want to give it away, yeah. But.
This rocks.
You're shaking.
Only six more minutes, guys. There's 12 verses. It's like an old folk song.
Is this supposed to be like a drinking song?
Yeah, sounds it sounds like a it. State fair song, yeah. You know? Yeah.
Oh. Look at her sweet little face, too. Yikes. On her album cover.
I love that shirt. Boy. I want that shirt.
Sign me up.
Yeah, you would wear that now. You have that shirt.
I need it. It's good. She's kind of stuff. Oh, and there's a lots hooting and hollering at the end.
It's like a Muppet Show outro.
What were the lyrics to that? Okay, great, I gotta great stop joy. Doing Goofy.
No,
start,
I don't
you
think
stop.
So. I don't think so. The lyrics are, I am a small, lonely grape clutching to the vine, waiting for the day when I'll become my savior's wine.
Wow.
Oh, wouldn't French cuisine just yearn it? I'm eternity to ferment. But knowing me, I'd end up rippled in a cellar.
Knowing
a
me. Knowing me.
Knowing me. You know me.
Hey, come on. Knowing me, you know how this is gonna go. Are you a small, lonely grape clutching to the vine, waiting for the day when you'll become your savior's wine? Don't give up hope, you heavy laden. You don't want to be a raisin, because there's a grape, grape joy in Jesus in the vineyard of the Lord.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do this is going to sound, what is a grape? No, it's not that. I took too long, but it's like, if you, do you believe?
Siri, what is a grape?
I found this on the web.
Oh my God!
Do you
that's
like?
Not a grape.
Do I believe it?
Feel wanted by God.
Oh my God! You song?
What?
Ouch! Wow!
Oh, shot. No,
it's such a grape to my heart.
Way to destroy us!
No! So. Whoa!
And my pick is Amy.
Oh no! Oh
my,
no!
My pick so is a gun grape. In my mouth. You song?
Oh my God!
Great.
When we guest on shows,
oh, no.
Caroline is rolling on the floor.
This happens every time you song and I guest on shows.
God!
This happened with Maren.
Yeah.
Well, I can't even continue.
Hey there, WTFers.
We brought the cat
wanted
back.
Wanted by
though.
God. Oh do boy. Wait, how do you mean that? God.
Because those lyrics are like, I know those lyrics are truly like.
great.
Like, it's like yearning to be like, it's yearning. You could replace that metaphor with like, I want to be a rose that's given to a loved one.
Aww. Yeah.
And I can definitely see, like, it just clicked for me how.
No, go ahead and just like shatter me real quick.
And I can definitely see how, like, it would be really nice to feel wanted like that.
Yeah.
Is that a part of it?
Yeah, I think it's a weird, at least this song, it sounds like almost a utility thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be useful to God, and I want to, like, and I think that gives you a purpose, and so it's wanted. Mm. It sounds very impersonal to me.
Gotcha.
I'd rather be wanted because, like, I'm nice to spend time with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The desire, the idea of God desiring you indiscriminately does feel weirdly
I feel so much
flattening.
Worse. Yeah. Uh-huh.
For sure. May, I don't know. But we are supposed to, like, love and value everybody, right?
Do you think you can make God laugh? I think that's the best hope I have to being useful to the Lord.
Is being his little jester in, like, in
hey
the
God,
king's
check
courtroom.
This out.
10 seconds, one joke, four contestants.
America's top angel.
Oh. I'm gonna wing it into the competition.
Personality. Oh my gosh. But I think for a lot of people, it does light them up. To me, that makes me feel sad inside.
I don't feel pursued by God, if that's what you mean.
Yeah.
And like that cosmic idea. Yeah. I feel pursued by other people. And sometimes that's animated by contentment in faith or whatever their religion is. So I feel that, but I'm not like, I have no illusions of God, like, waking up first thing in the morning and be like, I gotta text Kevin.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see how his day's
going.
My
number one boy doing.
Uh-huh. Aww. How many people do you guys text every day?
Two.
Everyday people where it's like, I talk
you
to you.
Song and I are both pretty low. I think it's like 1 to 3.
Yeah. I was gonna lie and say 2, but it's probably 1.
Is it each other?
No.
Oh.
One friend that I text on a daily basis.
Yeah. I'm pretty, I don't know how, but I got worse at responding.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like 2 years ago. I was like, I think it's because I'm a small grape.
Play him out.
Bad texter.
Yes.
Kevin, or you just have maybe 1 or 2 or?
You're probably one of them.
Yeah. Every once in a while, yeah. It's usually just a foul, like, hentai with Garfield or something.
That's not true.
I don't want.
That's not true. Wait. The last text I sent you was Jim Davis and Mike
Holy
Pence
shit.
With Garfield.
And a signed copy for Pence.
So, God, I tried to make people laugh. Here's what I did.
Tell me, what did you do with your life?
Come on. We haven't sent each other hentai in so long.
Yeah, it's been a while. We slowed it down.
Yeah.
You turn song, that faucet back.
You Song and I used to text a lot, and then we had an issue where then when we catch up on the podcast, we've already discussed everything, and then we like flatlined on an episode.
Yeah,
we're like,
recap.
What's new? Well, we discussed all this, and then we're like,
I can't Jimmy Fallon.
You can't pretend.
I can't pretend.
I still mess up
again.
His hair, though.
Every time.
You Song is the Trump in this situation.
Yeah, that puts you both at a disadvantage.
Making You Song seem approachable.
Make You Song approachable again. M-Y-G-A. M-Y-A-A.
Mia.
How many people are you guys texting?
Yeah, probably like 2 or 3. Nathan asks me every day how I'm doing. Yeah.
I hope so.
He says, I love you in the morning, and then he asks me how's my day going.
Oh, that's very
It's really nice.
Via text, though, not in person.
No, we don't talk in person.
Yeah, you guys try to keep it. It's like a...
It's boundaries.
You have word penalties on the word counts when you're at home and you jam these.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. All right, so out of these two, what do you think is the worst Christian song?
Little Grapes for me.
Little Grapes.
Yeah.
It's not called Little Grapes.
No, it's Little Grapes.
We are
Little
Grapes. Inventing a title Little Grapes, for
Kevin.
Kevin.
Worst?
You guys are all my Little Grapes.
I'd say aww. Sandy. I love Little Grapes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You love it?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that she's 16 and somehow sounds more emotional than Sandy, I felt like she's...
What?
She's giving some... The second song, right? Amy for the Win, yeah, is what I'm saying.
So Little Grapes pulled at your little heartstrings.
Absolutely.
Your little vine.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, boy.
And doesn't the Lord pull at our little vines all the time? And our little grapes and our little vine. Jesus was the first vine star.
The first song, I think, is like, it's too much nodding to the listener. Like, don't we have our shit together? Like, it's too cool.
Very aspirational.
Okay.
I think it's too cool.
And Sandy Amy's
is too goop, and Amy is just like, you know.
Too yeah. goop?
Yeah.
And then what? Amy's like whiskey in a teacup?
Yeah.
Well, actually, she kind of, oh, man, she really is.
Amy's got that, like, 60s, what is it, Carole King?
To yeah, it. Dog. Yeah,
yes.
I feel
this
you.
Is a yeah. A to Z.
Do you love Carole King?
I recently have been getting really into her because
oh, nice.
My girlfriend's obsessed with her. So through her, I've been listening to a lot of.
Well, I would say if you want to keep the love alive, don't go see Beautiful the Musical.
Okay.
Musical. That was so confoundingly bad. But yeah, Tapestry. That's a
yes.
good makeout record.
Mm. Yes.
For putting on.
It rolls.
I feel the
I can't wait to play it.
Under my feet.
But I could hear,
the record is perfectly
like,
clean.
Before that, Carole King singing this song at 16, and then from there going to Tapestry.
So what you're saying is Amy is an uncut gem.
Exactly.
And Patty is a cut gem.
She's Oscar worthy.
Sandy Patty is cut. Amy's uncut.
No, but Sandy Patty's song is so much better. This is a Amy is singing a children's song, and I know
16.
She's 16, but she should know better. You know who else was 16? Ariana Grande. When
I thought
she
you were
going to
say Jesus when he died on the cross,
and he didn't do any bullshit
yeah.
while he was
yeah.
doing it.
Drinking before he was
that
leaving.
Was his almost midlife crisis.
It's true. Yeah.
What are the other songs on her first album sound like?
I don't think I'm going to change anyone's opinion, Kevin's opinion, but if you were in a room and you had to listen to one of those songs for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Little Grapes.
Little Grapes is like 30 seconds long.
That's synth.
Yeah, do 15 is like listening to it 13 times in 15 minutes.
That is cool. You know that is cool.
And then when Fozzie's at the piano... Or no, Rolf's at the piano. He's like, okay, we did it. We're all Little Grapes here.
Oh my gosh.
And we're all laughing. Great. It ends on a nice note.
Kevin, this is our newlyweds.
This
I,
is
can't, I can't believe this answer.
This laughs.
This is shaking your relationship
oh, wow.
to the core.
No.
Wait, Kevin, where do you fall on it?
Oh.
Kevin P.
Grape Joy is much worse.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're a little left
it's
now.
It's hard
Sandy's
to see three people
laugh.
Be wrong.
No, Amy, you can feel the machinations of a young 16-year-old ingenue being manipulated. What? Wait, right. Is ingenue bad?
No.
I'm just saying, like,
the
you see the machinations. What? You'd see, like...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And this is the problem with capitalism and Christianity.
Sure.
Stop
yeah.
throwing up. Stop throwing up, Caroline.
Just fell over it.
Be nice to me. Oh, my gosh. So, Grape Joy, you're the worst Christian song of all time.
Sorry,
hate
Kevin.
To see it.
Yeah. Yep.
Apologize to Amy.
I do
sorry,
every
Amy.
Day after I jerk off.
Sorry, Amy.
After I jerk off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a sin against her, first and foremost.
Do you have a picture of her on your wall like a Target practice?
Oh, my God. Caroline.
On his ceiling.
Oh, that assumes he's got
just,
the
I
range.
I haven't made it yet, but 2020.
Just quiet muttering about your grapes and vines.
Show
and
you a grape.
As soon as I'm done.
No, it's the laughing. Kevin's just crying in bed. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not Shay and Oda. No,
what's that noise? Oh, my roommate just finished jerking off.
Oh, Kevin's about to have breakfast.
Breakfast. All right, that's the worst the Christian worst. Song of all time for this week, for 2020. Well, that's why I'm so sorry about it.
That's true.
All right, time to... bring the mood down even more.
Wow.
All right, we're dimming the lights, we're lighting the candles, we're creating a worshipful space for our guests, Yusong and Kevin. A place where they can feel free to be vulnerable, to share stuff about their grandfathers they've never met yet, or the Christian camps they never wish they would have volunteered at. And what we do, Yusong and Kevin, is we don't promote ourselves or our projects or our social media handles. We lift them up unto the Lord.
Humbly.
Yeah. We use our little grapes and lift them up. Put it all. Lift with your grapes, not with your back.
Always lift with your grapes.
And we start with Caroline.
You can lift my grapes up at Caroline Sparts on TikTok and Instagram and Twitter.
Oh my God.
I'm posting. Keep up. And I was watching something on Netflix that I really enjoyed, and now it's kind of out of season, but Klaus on Netflix is a really, really good Christmas movie. It's an animated movie, but it was like, it was really sweet, made me cry. It's very well done, very well animated. And also I'd like to lift up PBS. They have a segment on millennials leaving the church and finding new community, and it has my favorite new Christian stand-up in it.
Oh, nice. Okay.
We don't put people down. We don't.
I said it was my favorite. Are you gonna play it?
Wait, I don't know if I can find it.
Oh, really?
Yep, here it is.
A Sunday service that is part therapy session.
Imagine how that would change the trajectory of your life.
Part stand-up comedy routine.
I was this, and then I was this, and now I'm this!
Shut up!
And part live concert.
Come on!
Oh, man.
And then it cuts to give it a little bit!
Oh, part Christian good. Stand-up.
I am not your John Chris. I promise. I will not. Nor
it really
will I
is
ever be.
Such bad journalism. This goes to prove why you can't trust PBS, because you weren't doing stand up. You were doing a testimony.
Every
thing.
6 years, some boomer journalist does the like. This church does Christianity a little different. They don't wear suits and ties in the pews. They drink beer in their sneakers. It's always that. Every 6 years, you can count on that train to come.
I think they literally say this isn't your grandma's church.
Yeah,
in that
no,
segment.
They do. Oh, it's embarrassing to PBS, to Charlie Rose. That's
not
the most
to you.
And
their
not
church
to me
is Golden Road Brewery.
Every week they FaceTime their friends.
They're getting faith lifts left and right.
Goodness gracious. Anyway, we turn it to Kevin.
I am at Kevin J. Bartelt on Twitter, Kev Bartelt on Instagram, and you can follow our podcast, Maybe Don't Podcast, on Instagram and Twitter, I think.
And I love an unsure plug.
You can get another try if you'd like to look that up real quick.
Just Google Maybe Don't.
You can
don't.
Definitely find it.
Yeah, check out the podcast, and then worry about the social media later.
Hey.
And I'd like to lift up an incredible Adult Swim show called Joe Pera Talks With You.
Kevin, I love that show
Kevin's
so much.
Favorite
yeah,
show.
It's
oh my God.
It is cathartic for me to watch. It's
guys are kind of wearing a similar sweater.
Joyful noise.
Joyful noise.
It's like by far my favorite thing. So check it out.
Yeah, it's so gentle and beautiful. Have you watched it yet?
No, I want to get around to it though.
I'll give you my iTunes login and I purchased both seasons.
Fantastic.
Also, you can get Chef Kevin aprons online.
Oh, yeah.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Here's me wearing it, baking
Wait,
a
what
pie.
Is that?
Beautiful.
Oh, your that's you?
That's
yeah.
him.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
it
great.
Says, hey, guys, Chef Kevin here. And I think I stained it with icing and stuff.
Thank you very much. That's really nice.
Icing?
Yes.
Oh,
red
no.
icing.
It's grape juice.
Is it grape juice?
Okay. Come on. I don't like it.
You get a fresh wine?
You're a bully. You're being a bully right now.
I'm sorry.
You're stomping on my grapes like
it's
Lucy in that
I
episode
adore
of
you.
I Love Lucy.
No, you're
all
great.
All right, we turn to you, Song.
You can lift up my grapes and little vine by listening to Maybe Don't the Podcast. You can find me on Twitter, Y-U-S-O-N-G-L, and something else that I like to lift up is truly the Nintendo Switch franchise.
A franchise?
Or just as an institution,
the company.
Nintendo as a
concept.
Yeah. As a concept.
And look, if you're a few games are on sale right now, so if there's some RPG games that you want to buy that you've been too hesitant to buy because of their price, take a look at the Nintendo eShop.
I
thought you were
going to
say you're selling.
No.
I have my own.
It's if you've never played Final Fantasy X or Final Fantasy X-2, you can find that on the Nintendo eShop for a discount.
That's great. Go have fun.
Yeah.
Get on the Switch.
Have fun with your friends.
Maybe don't dot podcast on Instagram.
Oh, good.
Maybe don't dot podcast.
Maybe don't dot podcast. Oh, no. Maybe you don't pop down on classes. Wait, do you guys want to play Smash sometime for real?
Absolutely.
I would. Oh, we should have like a tournament
to.
Night.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for looking to me.
Wait, you
she
want to?
I assumed I wasn't included.
She's gonna kick our ass with the Grim Reaper character, which I think means she's gonna murder us.
Yep.
You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter. I'll lift up my Letterboxd again. It's a fun way to have fun with your friends, talking about movies and stuff that you like. I don't know why I'm yelling at you guys. I'm sorry. It's fun. I want Caroline to get on there and do like whatever the letterbox version of her Twitter voice is. Where okay. It's like, I forgot the word bagpipe. it's like her review of like Uncut Gems is like,
savage.
My jibs were cut to the bone or whatever.
To the bone.
Or whatever it is.
It writes itself.
So Letterboxd. Okay, Kevin T. Porter. Or just find
Dr.
Funky
17.
Shut up.
Letterboxd.com.
And then I'll lift up the score to Little Women by Alexandra Desplat because it's so good.
Yes.
And I've been listening to it while writing stuff and working on stuff, and it makes me feel like, you know, I can own my story, which is the tagline of that movie.
I thought you said Squirtle's Little Women. It's like Squirtle has a take on Little Women.
Joe Barge. I don't know what Squirtle's take. Yeah, in Squirtle's take on Little Women, Amy drowns in the ice pond.
Oh no.
Yeah, or Amy drowns in his squirt. I don't know. No, I'm sorry. That's me.
Desplat.
That's the sound it makes. Alexandra Desplat. Woo, what a foul episode. Excuse me, Kevin and
so
song.
So fun. You two were great. What a great four-person.
Yeah,
what a team. Having us on.
Come back anytime.
Yeah.
Oh, our quick plugs. Lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Every review you leave, we donate $1 to charity. This month's charity is...
Fuck.
Is fuck.
To be announced.
It's F-U-C-K, which is the...
Feral, underprivileged...
Cats and kittens. Feral underprivileged cats and kittens. And every review you leave, we kill one of them and put them out of their misery.
This one was feral. It was not underprivileged.
It was overprivileged. So it was way entitled. Yeah. He could live.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah. And patreon.com/goodchristianfine.
Get a little extra.
Get a little extra.
Get a little.
All right. And there's nothing. Guys, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
You.
Thank
seriously,
you.
Seriously, come back sometime.
Yes,
what a fun time.
So delightful. You two are great.
Can we do like Smash Brothers Patreon or something? Yeah. Super Smash Service.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
And we can talk about like which Enneagram Luigi is. I'm a four or whatever.
Me too.
Toad's a one. Peach is a seven. All right, and there's nothing left to say except for an off-pods people said.
Amen.
Sorry, you guys looked a little confused when we were doing that. Let's go out on my favorite worship song.
Yes.
They were a Christian band.
A Pluto production.
Oh, can you see into my eyes like open doors? Leading you down into my
We didn't even explain this. This isn't a callback to something. Oh, here we go. We have to get to the drop, though.
My spirit sleeping somewhere.
I wish there was a Disney version of Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Where Minnie could just kick Donald's ass.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Home.
Wake me up. Wake me up.
I can't wake up.
Wake me up and save me.
All right. Yay. All right. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Wake me up. It's my blood to run.
I can't wake up.
Before I come undone.
Save me.
Save me from the nothing I've become.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.